Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more on beef demand with Glenn Tonser. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser says one evidence of stronger beef demand is the fact that cattle prices are doing better than we expected they might do, and for the most part, the various segments of the cattle industry having the opportunity to make money right now in the face of bigger beef supplies going through the pipeline. However, we've hit the end of the year now. We're into November, and a lot of folks start thinking about turkey for Thanksgiving or perhaps ham for various holiday celebrations. This turkey and ham emphasis a lot of times precludes beef from being featured to consumers at this time of the year, and that can often mean a slide-off in beef demand during the final 60 days of the year. Is that going to happen here in 2017? Dr. Tonser says, maybe not.
Now that we have larger beef supplies compared to, say, 3 years ago, beef is actually available to be a featured item as well. So that in itself doesn't mean demand's going to go up. It depends on how much we got to cut price in that story. But the fact that beef is available to be part of a retailer's featuring, you know, plan is a nice thing. In the past, you've had only pork and poultry available, where in some sense the retailer's hands were tied because there wasn't enough beef around to be part of the featuring. Now with supplies up, if they choose to, that could be part of that. So how all that shakes out over the next 3 or 4 months is to be determined, of course, but I'm optimistic that the current demand signals for beef are strong. They will carry us through. I think you'll see a little bit more featuring of beef just because the demand of it's strong, and maybe those retailers won't have to give as much of a price break to get the benefit they want out of featuring, and yet there's pounds of available. And moreover, the export demand story remains strong, so we may not be as concerned about domestic trade-offs that are embedded in that pork-poultry price effect as maybe we have been in the past when export demand was weaker.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. Today's the day, 1st of November, that cattle producers in Oklahoma or cattle producers that sell cattle in Oklahoma have the opportunity to go to local cooperative extension offices anywhere in the state during normal business hours and vote on the dollar a head beef checkoff being proposed in the state of Oklahoma. This is a secondary state beef checkoff. And according to Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, it's vital that we have these extra resources to help tell the story of beef to consumers.
They want to know how it's produced, where it's produced, who produces it, all those types of things, as well as the nutrition of beef. Is it safe? Is it nutritious for my family? No one's telling them that but us. And so it's just vital that we do that. So we're encouraging producers, consider voting yes. We encourage you to vote yes so we can continue to education. And if you'll let me use the pun, to beef up our education efforts to do so.
OCA's Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.